This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Trouble in Amsterdam, where there was a soccer game, several people hospitalized, dozens arrested. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Ahead of the game, video showed large crowds of supporters of the Israeli team Maccabi Tel Aviv chanting anti-Arab slogans. Let the IDF win, the fans chanted, using the acronym of the Israeli military as they shook their fists. Maccabi fans have used the same chant during recent matches in Israel. Video also showed police pushing several pro-Palestinian protesters away from a Maccabi fan gathering in a square earlier in the day. Later, Dutch officials said rioters actively sought out Israeli supporters to attack and assault them in several parts of the city. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
An engine failed on a passenger plane taking off from Sydney, Australia this morning. Qantas says the aircraft was able to make a safe emergency landing. No injuries reported. They're looking into why this happened. The path to citizenship just got a little bit harder for some undocumented immigrants in the U.S. The AP's Donna Warder has this.
A federal judge has struck down a Biden administration program that allowed undocumented spouses and stepchildren of U.S. citizens to apply for a green card without first having to leave the country. U.S. District Judge J. Campbell Barker ruled Thursday that the Biden administration overstepped its authority by implementing the Keeping Families Together program and had stretched the legal interpretation of relevant immigration law, quote, past its breaking point, end quote. I'm Donna Warder.
Police in Kenosha, Wisconsin say a tragedy was averted yesterday when staff at an elementary school confronted a 13-year-old boy who tried to enter the school while apparently armed. The boy's in custody. President-elect Trump has named Susie Wiles his campaign co-chair as his White House chief of staff. This is AP News. With the holidays approaching, we know you've got a lot to do, but experts say don't forget the COVID and flu shots. The AP's Mike Hempen has this.
If you missed the early fall push for flu and COVID-19 vaccines, it's not too late. Health officials say it's important to get vaccinated ahead of the holidays. COVID-19 cases usually start to increase around Thanksgiving and peak in January. The flu season tends to start in November or December and peak in January or February. It takes the body about 2 weeks to build up immunity after either shot, meaning vaccination is needed before the viruses start spreading. Last year, just 45% of adults got a flu vaccination, and only 23% got a COVID-19 shot. Mike Hempen, Washington.
Election night TV ratings were lower this year than in 2020. 42 million people watched on Tuesday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.